within the mitzvah of Hakel, as we learned about in our daf here in Daf Gimel and Chagiga. So it tells us that we should gather together the people, the men, the women, and the children, and everybody else to come here, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to read the Torah in front of Klal Yisrael. And the understanding is that even the children who don't know should come and hear and learn Yiras Hashem, and all the days were in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what the Torah says. So Rashi asks on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayelech why the small children are brought to Hakel if they can't appreciate and understand exactly what is going on at that event. So the answer, says Rashi, as the Gemara here says in the Chagiga, is to reward those people who brought them to Hakel. Seemingly, the reward for schlepping them up the steps and down the steps, and that seems to be the reward given to the parents. So, as we saw here, it's based on a Gemara here in Chagiga. So let's just review what the Gemara says. There is this incident involving a student who went to visit Rabbi Yeshua, and he said to them, "What chedushim are in the Beis Medrash today?" And they said, "We're your Talmidim, and we drink from your water, we learn your Torah." And he said, "Nevertheless, it's impossible to not have a chedush in the Beis Medrash. Who taught this week in the Beis Medrash?" And they said it was the week of Rabbi Yosef ben Azariah. And they asked him, what did he teach about this week? And they told him on the mitzvah of Hakel. And what did he say? So they told him that you should gather the people together, the men, the women, and the children. The men come to learn, the women come to hear. And why do the small children come? And he said, in order to give reward to those people who bring them. And Rabbi Yeshua said to them, "You had such a precious gem in your hand, and you wished to withhold it from me? How could you not tell me such a beautiful vort about bringing the children to Hakel?" So the Meshech Chachma explains in Parshas Vayelech what exactly was the explanation that was so wonderful in the reaction of Rabbi Yeshua to the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef ben Azariah, that you had this precious gem and you withheld it from me. What was so exciting to him that he was so overwhelmed by the pshat about giving the schar to the parents for bringing the children? So he says that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos in Perek Beis says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said about the mother of his student Rabbi Yeshua, who is the protagonist in our Gemara, "Ashrei Yoladiso, praiseworthy is she that gave birth to him." What's so praiseworthy about the mother of Rabbi Yeshua? So the Bar Tanura, based on the Yerushalmi Yavama, says that the mother of Rabbi Yeshua would take him as an infant to the Beis Medrash, so the words of Torah could permeate his being and affect him in a powerful way. Similar to, you know, the mothers who take the Mozart and they play it next to the baby, maybe it'll turn out something of accomplishment. So she would take her kids to the Beis Medrash as an infant. In some way, the Limud HaTorah around him would affect the child. What benefit could be accrued to Rabbi Yeshua from hearing the Divrei Torah in a shul, where he's still an infant lying in a crib? He couldn't comprehend anything. What's the benefit to exposing a child to that type of Torah? Nevertheless, somehow the Torah entered into his ears, where Mekadeshim sanctified him in some way, according to his Rabbi Yerucham and Zakkai, and he grew higher and higher in his Limud HaTorah and his Yiras Shamayim. Yet Rabbi Yeshua spent his entire life searching for a proof from the Torah that what his mother did made any sense. He says, "I know my mother sent me to the Beis Medrash, and I know that it did something, but what's the raya in the Torah that it's good to bring the children even though they don't understand?" And when he heard from his Talmidim, the Pshat, Rabbi Yehuda ben Azariah, that you bring the children, you give schar to the parents, so he said, "Gather together the men, the women, and the children, and the children also come to get reward to be brought." So this he understood, not just that the parents get reward for schlepping the children, but the parents get reward for exposing their children to beautiful ideas of Torah, and Torah events, and Divrei Torah, even if the children don't understand, because in some way, hearing the Divrei Torah affects them inadvertently, and therefore, it does something to them. And the reward comes through exposing them, even to the children who are incapable of learning and understanding. It benefits them in some way, and it absorbs into them the sounds of the Torah, and it sanctifies their bodies, and therefore the parents are given a reward. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua, says the Meshech Chachma, was so happy to hear the Chiddush, because it helped him realize that his Limud HaTorah, his growth in learning, his Yiras Shamayim, came from what his mother did so many years ago, in exposing him to the Beis Medrash. And when he heard the elucidation, he said, "Ah, this beautiful gem, this pshat that you told me was built for me. It was made to explain my upbringing, and therefore it's such a beautiful understanding that affected me and resonated with me in a very personal and real way." I want to share with you, that's a beautiful Meshech Chachma. Certainly, and it ties the Gemara together, it's fantastic. So I want to go one step further. Rav Reuven Margolios, he has a sefer called Netzutzei Or. And in Maseches Orla in Perek Aleph, he notes that we find numerous times in Shas that Rabbi Yeshua often says, "Shamati, I heard." without mentioning who he heard the halacha from. And additionally, we find three places in Shas where Rabbi Yeshua presents a halacha by saying shamati, and then he says, kach shamati ve'ein li lefaresh. And I don't know exactly what it means. Multiple times it says shamati, but I don't know where I heard it from or what this means exactly. So Rav Reuben Gallio says, I'll tell you a pshat, what it means. He says that Rabbi Akiva in all of those places ultimately comes along and says, Ani Afarish, I'll explain the explanation. So what's going on over here? So I'll read you his words. He says, Ba'oso maimid sheshama la'amod al das rabo, yitachin ki shmu asav elu, hein ma'oso hagil sheholichu imo arisas lebeis haknesses. He says, the Shmua, those Torah teachings that Rabbi Yeshua claimed that he heard from what his mother brought him when he was a little boy to the Beis HaKnesses, k'dei sheyidbeku ba'oznav divrei Torah. V'az lo haya bar hachi lidro sheyifishu lo. He was not mature enough to understand exactly what was being said. V'ein zemafli klal hein dematzinu d'amar Shmuel makarni yas hamilad shali. And he says we find many places where we know that Shmuel says that he recalls his midwife assisting him with his birth. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi states he recalls the Moel preferring the Bismila. There's something that is resonating inside the recesses of the mind. Deep inside the gray matter of the human brain, experiences that we give to children when they're very young sit there and affect later on. And therefore, says Reuven Magalios, Rabbi Yeshua says, Shamati, but he doesn't explain why. It's because he remembers it from when he is the youngest of children, and deep down inside of his psyche, he remembers some piece of Torah that was latent inside of his mind, waiting to come out, and it burst forth, and therefore he said, Shamati. That's the impact of exposing children and little children, young people, to Limud HaTorah and things like that as well. Rav Zilberstein writes in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Cheshukei Chemed, he notes that the Gemara in Brachos says that even babies in their mother's womb, recited Shiras Hayam. So Zilberstein says, who cares if babies recited Shiras Hayam by the Kriyas Yamsuf? So he quotes the Gemara Numa and Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara Numa says that a certain pregnant woman smelled food and she craved it. And those involved came to ask Hashal to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi what to do. And he said, go whisper to the woman that today is Yom Kippur. And they whispered to her that today is Yom Kippur, and her craving stopped. So Rabbi Hanasi said that this baby she was carrying, b'terem atzrecha b'beten yadaticha, that this baby who came out will be a very special child. And that baby was Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara then says a woman was pregnant and she had cravings on Yom Kippur. And they went to Rabbi Hanina and asked him what to do. And Rabbi Hanina said, go whisper to her and tell her that today is Yom Kippur. And the baby didn't calm down and the woman still craved the food over the course of Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Hanina says about this baby, Zoro Rishai Merechem, that this baby, I can tell, is not going to be such a good person. And it turned out he was correct at the end of the day. So Rav Zilberstein says we see that even in utero, even young children at the youngest age can be affected by their surroundings, and you can be affected by what goes on around them. The Shaar HaTzion writes in Tafresh Yud Zayin, and he cites the Me'iri, who says that when one whispers to the mother about the day of Yom Kippur, you should add a promise that if the mother relaxes, she'll be promised that her child will have Yiras Hashem. We see that the mitzvahs have hashpa on the fetus. We know that Shimshon HaGibor was already a nazir from his womb, and that's the impact that occurred by Shiras Hayam. That the singing of Shira by Moshe Rabbeinu and Miriam had such an impact that it affected the children inside the womb. Better than Mozart. Better than fancy music. The Shiras Hayam impacted the babies even at such a young age. And he brings a raya from the Targum on Tehillim. And he shows to say, this is in Tehillim Samaches, but we won't go there now. We'll look at it another time. So just want to end with two points. There's a fascinating account in the works of Dr. Oliver Sacks. Dr. Oliver Sacks was a renowned neurologist who wrote beautifully on different topics of the brain. So he has a book called Musicophilia, about music and the mind. And he notes a case that he had of a woman who was in her 80s who began hearing Irish lullabies in her 80s. It was the opinion of Dr. Sacks, after much investigation, that this woman had retained memories in the recesses of her brain of her mother, who died when she was only 5 years old, singing to her as a baby. The woman was having musical seizures in her 80s, but the seizures were bringing out personal memories from the, that this older woman heard when she was a young child, when her mother was singing to her. She had no conscious memory of the first 5 years of her life, no memory of her mother, of Ireland, or being at home. And Dr. Sachs suggested the possibility that this older woman had unlocked a secret door in her mind and had given her access to her earliest childhood memories of her mother singing to her as a baby. So we see also that these songs and these ideas can be locked inside a child's mind and come out later time in life. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz writes in the Das Torah and Parshas Vayelech that parents who make the effort to expose their children to a positive experience in life, despite the fact that the child ostensibly does not gain anything concrete from the experience at that time, will be rewarded. Merely making the effort to expose them to a positive environment allows the parents to reap rewards in the future as well. We often worry about and stress about how the infant is affected by the environment. Do we read to the baby enough? How will the infant be affected by too much screen time, early intervention, physical therapy, speech therapy? But what about early intervention in Ruchnius, in Torah, in Yiras Shamayim? To also put early intervention into those things as well. And even if we don't bring the babies to shul, we can give them other opportunities as well. No, shiurim in the car, Torah around the house, learning Torah that the Ruchnius can permeate the home, bring children to events, see them a shas perhaps, even though they don't understand what's going on. It's an expensive ticket, but maybe it'll be worth it. And expose our children to the beauty and sound of the Beis Medrash. And that's the message of Hakel, and that's the message of Rabbi Yehoshua here in Chagiga Daf Gimel, that the parents and the grandparents who make the effort to put their children and grandchildren in a good environment, even though at the time the effort seems to be in vain, will eventually receive reward in the form of spiritually developed children. Okay, stop here.